New Jersey watchdog has previously focused its light on the process of double-dipping by New Jersey state legislators, administration officials, school superintendents, state police, and the staffs of the attorney general and county prosecutors. More recently, though, looking at that same practice by New Jersey sheriffs. And with that story, joining me is New Jersey watchdog's Mark Lagerquist. Mark, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Tell us more about this practice.
Under a pension loophole, what a number of New Jersey officials are allowed to do is they're allowed to retire, start collecting a public pension, but continue working as a public employee. So they become double dippers, getting paid both retirement plus paychecks as active workers.
Perfectly legal.
It's legal, but it's a loophole. And one way to really look at the loophole is we focused on the sheriff of Essex County, who 25 years ago today, he retired. He's been retired for 25 years, but he never left his job. He's been continuing to work for the last 25 years while getting a paycheck, and now it's a six-figure paycheck. And during that period of time, he's collected, I believe, $1.35 million in retirement benefits, but he never retired.
He has the same job description now as he did 25-plus years ago?
Well, what happened is 25-plus years ago, he retired as county undersheriff. Then the following Monday, after he retired on a Friday, he went back to work. Same salary, same duties, but a different job title, sheriff's officer chief. And then 1 year after that, he became sheriff, and he's held that job ever since.
So this might be the most egregious, but certainly not the only example you found.
No, because what we found is we found that three-fourths of New Jersey's county sheriffs are essentially doing the same thing. They retired as law enforcement officers. They get a pension, and now they're back to work as sheriffs. And not only that, these 16 sheriffs also employ 37 undersheriffs are doing the same exact thing. So what you have is you have a giant loophole here that some legislators have recognized, but they've been unable to close it because this is so lucrative to so many people who are in high positions.
When you add it all up, how much is it costing the taxpayer?
Well, at least in terms of the sheriffs and the undersheriffs, they're collecting $10 million a year from public coffers, $5.7 million in salaries, and then the rest in retirement pay. And that's quite a bit of money.
Mark, to the extent that these are elected positions, do you think this will have some impact on the next election, or is this not widely known yet?
It's not that widely known. The people who know about it, this is something that people actually get emotionally charged about, particularly as taxes go up and the pension system is getting deeper and deeper in trouble and they're not fixing the pension system. Governor Christie's own Blue Ribbon panel that looked at this, what they said for verbatim is the double dippers have become the face of a dysfunctional public pension system. So, I mean, this is sort of the egregious part of it.
And apparently even the aforementioned sheriff of Essex County admits that it doesn't look good.
Yeah, in an interview he said, no, this doesn't look good. He admits it, but it's legal, so he does it.
Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
That's New Jersey Watchdog's Mark Lagerquist.